Welcome to WTF, Women Talk Finance. We believe women don't talk enough about money and finance. Certainly not as much as men do. We wanted to change that, and the WTF Women Talk Finance podcast was born.
We discuss all types of capital, whether it's financial capital, social capital, or emotional capital. The WTF podcast is where people talk about their personal journey, their career paths, lessons learned, as well as their inspirations. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. Back by absolutely no demand. WTF crimes. Yeah. Women talk financial crimes.
Yep, I like it. I like what you did there.
Yeah. Thanks. We have some demand. We demanded it. Mm-hmm. So.
Your mom.
Biggest fan. Yes, accurate. Okay. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. I kind of went on theme. Because we're in Vegas.
Oh,
we're
in
a gaming. This didn't take place in Vegas, but it has a gaming element to it. So I'm very excited for this. Okay. So it's 1980. Mentally get there.
I'm there.
Are you there?
That took no time at all.
In the 80s. Yes. 1980. Lake Tahoe.
Great start.
Yep. Okay. So people may not know South Tahoe. Has a little gaming community. You're right, on the Nevada-California border. We've got some casinos. So there is a gaming, there's a hotel casino up there, Harvey's Resort Hotel. Now, Harvey was a local celeb, okay? And built this casino on Lake Tahoe, and people come from all over to go to South Lake. And what do you do at the beautiful and scenic Lake Tahoe? You stay inside a very dark casino to gamble. Okay.
You hit the tables.
So summer of 1980, all of a sudden, they walk into their office.
Who's they?
Harvey, his crew, his team of people. They walk into their administrative offices and they find an IBM delivery. And a note. They take a look at this IBM delivery, thinking it's a copy machine or computer. It is a bomb.
Wow.
In the office.
Did they know it was a bomb?
Well, they quickly find out there's a letter with
it's a bomb.
Contraption, this metal, massive metal container, okay? So they open the letter and it flat out tells them, there's a bomb here. This is a bomb. Also, not only is this a bomb, this is a very sophisticated bomb. There are 8 different ways internally that this bomb can be set off. If you try to move this bomb, if it is tilted even a slight bit, it will go off. If you try to remove any component of this bomb, it will go off. So I know you're skeptical.
I'm skeptical.
You're skeptical. Okay. So obviously there's instructions. Anybody who's putting a bomb in a casino wants something. I think we can all figure out what that is. Money. This is an extortion case. Yay. Okay. So they really want some money, specifically $3 million. There's very clear instructions on what they want. They want Harvey's helicopter to deliver this $3 million. There's follow-up instructions. This is elaborate, okay? So they contact the FBI, as you do when you have a bomb in your hotel and casino. FBI gets involved. FBI is not really in the biz of making, these rogue criminals wealthy. So they get $5,000 and a lot of paper, stuff some bags. Like, yeah, we're gonna catch
I just want to let, oh, so I Googled, what's the value of $3 million in 1980? What's that worth today? Right? Because remember, it's 1980.
Right, it's 1980.
It'd be worth $11.178 million today. So the extortioners want $11.178 $178 million.
Yeah, this would be me going in and like putting, yeah, asking give me for $10 give me million all the dollars, like lots of money.
Yeah.
So they try to catch this guy. They do all of the things that are being asked in the letter. They fly the helicopter. They go to the next landing point. A telephone rings. Pick it up. Extortionist on the other line. He's like, "Hey, you're going to fly this way. You're going to follow the highway. I'm going to have some strobe lights. That's the drop point. Got it." They do that. No strobe lights, no dropping point. What? So now they don't have a way to get this money to the person. They're like, "Ugh, we're going to have to figure this out." They go back. The drop totally fails. Okay. So this guy who planted the bomb has no money. Meanwhile, FBI is still trying to figure out, one, who did it, and two, how do we get rid of this bomb?
Because you can't even tilt
it. You can't tilt it.
Or take it apart.
Do anything with it. It has eight different ways. It's a very sophisticated bomb, is what I'm understanding. Okay. So obviously their goal is to disarm the bomb. They've got X-ray machines going. They are like, and it's the 80s. Okay. So it's, you can imagine how these X-rays were going. Anybody who had any like sort of X-ray in the 80s, I don't know how long they had to wait for these things to come back. They confirm this is a bomb. Okay. There's lots going on in this thing. It is elaborate.
Okay.
They decide, let's clear out South Lake, basically give it a good perimeter. We're going to try to cut this bomb in half and sever any detonation in this bomb.
They evacuate South Lake Tahoe?
Not the whole South Lake. Like there's definitely people hanging.
Like your dad when a tornado is like coming through town.
For sure.
The dads that stand like
standing
out in
on the
yard.
Porch. Yeah, they're going to do something about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, everybody had like their hoses. They're ready. They're on alert. It's South Lake. It's a pretty small community. Okay, so they clear out, you know, a pretty good perimeter, and they try to sever this thing in
just
half.
Just cut it in half.
Hack this bomb in half. I've seen it in the movies. Well, the guy was not lying.
Oh, it went off?
It went off. Oh, no. And blew up the casino.
I'm so sorry. I was suspicious.
You were way suspicious. It blew up. It totally blew up the casino.
Like raised it? Like to the ground?
No, not raised it to the ground. It blew out the inside, you know, a pretty good hole. So they still need to find this guy. They also have to recover all this evidence. It's a casino. Like people like evacuated in a mad dash. There's just stuff everywhere. So they start getting this casino, you know, they're pulling out debris, picking up all the money that's left, all the coin. And Harvey, you know, Mr. Casino owner is like, "I am losing money by the day. This half of the casino right here was not as damaged by the bomb. Structurally, we look okay. Can we just turn some lights on and get back to business?" No joke. They opened the casino back up. Just the half that wasn't torn to shreds. And he goes, "Hey, FBI, you cool if I put a big glass wall here?
The show must go on.
The show must go on. And while I want more people to gamble here, so can they come and watch as you go through debris and investigate this crime?" And they were like, "Yeah, sounds good." They were open within like, I think it was 48 hours. Just like the half that was like salvageable. They just threw up some glass walls and they're like, "Good to go. Come back and gamble." So that seems really crazy to me. So here's where our story kind of falls apart. All right. So I've told you the casino side. How did they catch this person who never got their $3 million? Because where were our strobe lights? What's
That's
going
right.
on?
That's
our friend
right.
didn't get his money. Blew up. Harvey's still good to go. He's like, "Got some insurance. Let's
didn't
gamble."
Didn't he want the helicopter? Did no one pick up the helicopter? No,
nobody picked up any money.
Nothing.
No, nothing. No money got delivered. No, the strobe lights, things that they said were going to go off for the helicopter to drop the loot, didn't happen. So now we go, let's travel back to every single challenge that happened in this. We have our friend, John Burgess. He's a Hungarian immigrant, former used car salesman, and he was in a bind. he had a teeny weeny bit of a gambling problem.
Right. They called that.
Drat. Hate when that happens. So he has a gambling problem. He has lost a lot of money.
Let me guess, in South Lake Tahoe, at Harvey's.
He was a high roller at Harvey's. Harvey knew him. Like he was well known there. He was there. He was a regular. He decides the only way I'm going to get through this crunch is by building a bomb. Natural go-to, first move. Build a bomb, send some threatening letters.
Cover it as though it's IBM equipment.
Right, right. He got this bomb delivered. He had the bellhops help. They didn't know. They thought he was delivering an IBM computer. He builds this very intricate bomb. This is not his skill set, but he builds a very amazing bomb.
And you couldn't Google.
No, not in the 80s.
How to do that back then.
I don't even know how you build a bomb now, but in the 80s, he...
I think you had to rely on like library books. Yeah. Things of that nature.
For sure. So he built this bomb, comes up with this elaborate plan, gets bellhop to help him deliver this IBM printer computer to the administrative offices at Harvey's. And his little note. You'd think that would be the hardest part of the plan. It falls apart when they go to do the strobe lights, right? They, remember, the helicopter's looking for the strobe light, and they're supposed to be there with the strobe light.
No batteries in the strobe light?
Oh, no, somebody forgot batteries. Which just slays me.
Plot foiled.
Built a complicated bomb and batteries. Like that was the downfall. No batteries. He then steals a battery and gets caught stealing the battery. It's just a mess. And then his girlfriend, who's supposed to be in on this, gets in a wild car accident. Meanwhile, their getaway van, which they went back through footage. They saw who delivered the IBM thing. They did it in this van. It's discovered.
There's license plates on the van.
Oh my goodness. And then the tip of the iceberg, this one of the sons, he has two sons. They're helping him with this plot. All, it's a family. This is a family biz. You got to love that. Heartwarming. One of the son's girlfriends mentions it to someone else. She's like, oh, I know who did that. This whole thing was...
Shh, don't tell, though.
Don't say anything, okay? Don't say anything. So the best part is they thought for sure they had this solid plan. They were planning on doing this to the San Francisco Bank of America next. Like, this was like, they were just going to be professionals at extortion. That was the goal. So it was a massive... massive situation. This was pre Oklahoma City. This was World Trade Center bombings. Those were, you know, in the 90s. This was pre that. This was a huge bomb. Yeah. And so the FBI learned a ton on this case. Obviously, this band of characters, you know, goes to prison. It cost the resort $18 million.
In 1980.
It cost them $18 million to rebuild the hotel. So Harvey got a new hotel out of it.
$67 million today.
I could see that. So out of all of this, with the poor planning, the most impressive part of this is this man, no real bomb building like experience, it seems, built such an impressive bomb. He actually stole dynamite from a PG&E hydroelectric project. Yeah, to build this bomb. And today, the FBI still uses his bomb in their trainings. It's still part of the FBI International Bomb Technician Seminar. And to date, no one has been able to success. Like, they now build this bomb and have people try to disarm it. To date, this was last year in the stuff I read, no one has been able to disarm this bomb.
Could the guy who built it disarm it?
I don't know.
Or could he only build it?
That's a really good question.
That's for follow-up. Interesting. Yeah. Great crime.
Thanks.
I mean,
I was a little over the map. Sorry.
Great planning, a little poor execution.
Well, yeah, no, when the real fall down of your, if you're going to put as much work into building It's great. Put the work into building the bomb, but put as much work into the plan.
Pack an extra set of batteries.
Batteries. Don't forget the batteries in any good extortion case.
Good takeaway. Good crime, Candace.
Thanks.
I'm going to take you a little further back in time.
Okay.
Instead of the 1980s, we're going to be in about the mid-1700s.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're real far back in time. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be learning about a female criminal.
Yes, queen, get it.
Her name's Barbara Erny, E-R-N-I, Barbara Erny. She was born in 1743, died in 1785. She was a Liechtenstein woman known for stealing from inns throughout Western Europe using a confidence trick. Keep note of that, a confidence trick. This is a psychological play. Barbara was born in Feldkirch, which was a medieval town in Western Austria, bordering on Switzerland and Liechtenstein, to a homeless couple. So she has a rough start. She had reddish, strawberry blonde hair and was quite well built and strong. And she was known in Liechtenstein legend as Golden Booze. B-O-O-S. I love her nickname. Likely due to her hair. In 1779, she marries a Tyrolean man named Franz. Franz has a reputation for criminal behavior.
Oh, Franz.
He has a penchant for crime.
She likes the bad boy.
Yeah. It's not known whether she met him during a joint operation, which is curious, or simply learned her tricks from her new husband. But either way, she quickly became the talk of Central Europe. During the medieval times, like, what does it take to be the talk of Central Europe in the medieval ages?
Also, way to like represent, because I think so often we want to point to the male criminal as like the mastermind. And it's like, no, queen deserves her day.
She had an accomplice.
Oh,
a male accomplice whose name is not known. But if you ask me, he did just as much of the crafty fraud as she did. So, okay, here's what they did. She was just awfully fond of traveling, which again, in the medieval ages, for a woman to just, I love traveling.
Just love to pick up and go.
Kind of unusual. But wherever the golden booze traveled, she lugged a hefty traveling chest. During these trips, she frequented the inns of Liechtenstein, Switzerland, Germany, and other neighboring lands. And what she would do is she would go to the inn, and she would ask for a room for the night, but not just any room. She needs the best room. The safest, most secure room in the building. Why? Because the trunk contained a fabulous treasure. Now, the next day, she would be gone. The entire inn would be wiped of its valuables. And she'd be on her way with her fabulous treasure, and no one would be any the wiser. So how did it work? When night fell, Barbara had a person with dwarfism working for her as an accomplice, hiding inside the trunk. Left alone, the small man would emerge from the chest and would gather all the valuables from the inn. And then Barbara and the man would flee during the night. This worked for a number of years, and she became very wealthy. And remarkably, the identity of her male assistant is unknown. But her luck would eventually run out as word spread of a young charmer with a large trunk. Watch out for the wandering medieval woman with the large trunk full of a fabulous treasure.
After did they spread news? Like, there were no, like, text messages.
No.
Like, what are they doing? How did they alert the
town? Isn't
there, like,
the town crier?
Yeah, did the town crier run around?
Well, and who, like, weren't we, I don't know, feudal back then? 1700 medieval? Wasn't there, like, a very much a hierarchy? She's born homeless.
Yeah.
She marries a known criminal. She's not high in any system of...
She has treasure, so...
A fabulous treasure locked away in a very heavy trunk. And she
yeah.
just wags it around from inn to inn in the 1700s. Okay, she eventually gets caught. After a string of years filled with successful robberies, she was caught alongside her tiny accomplice.
How do we not know who that is then?
Why does no one know who he is? No one cares. She was arrested and put in prison. And at the time, what's interesting is Liechtenstein was a sanctuary of sorts. They enjoyed high standards of living. And maybe for this reason, she believed she would be spared. So during her trial, she described in a lot of detail her methods for the benefit of the court. She confessed to committing 17 thefts using her infamous confidence trick. So I see this woman, Golden Booze, with her strawberry hair, being like, look, here's what I did. We had a good time. Saw a lot of the countryside. You know, like,
it was a beautiful trip.
I'm entertaining you
here
all.
Here are my travels.
Spare
I'm a woman
me.
Of the world.
Yeah. But at the time, Liechtenstein only had about 40,000 citizens, and they were now 40,000 somewhat angry citizens.
Well, yeah, she robbed them.
They demanded justice, and the courts had to concede. Capital punishment was not a usual occurrence in Liechtenstein, so they had to import an executioner.
Oh, they went straight to execution.
She
on
was
this
publicly
one.
Beheaded yeah. In 1785. About 1,000 people witnessed her final moment, and Liechtenstein officially abolished the death penalty centuries later, not until 1987. So
Whoa.
After your crime happened. So nonetheless, she was the last person to receive capital punishment in Liechtenstein. So fun story. I mean, interesting story. And I was like, okay, how can I tie this to like some historical relevance or make it tied to today's financial landscape, right? And I was like, well, there aren't really any ties here. Today, this just wouldn't be possible. You couldn't pull this off today.
You don't think we could pull that off? I could fit in a...
Could fit in my suitcase.
Wheel me in a trunk and we'll give it a try.
But like DNA, like I got to show my ID when I check in somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's going to be security cameras. There's going to be fingerprints. And like, I just feel like it's tough. Tough to pull this off today.
Yeah. She is kind of, like the original Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
And right, it's like, we need to give her some credit.
But then I also had the thought, this kind of stuff does happen today. It just takes a different form. Have you heard of Tinder Swindler?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She was like kind of the original.
You're right.
She was not the original, but she's a swindler, right? So this goes back to this being a confidence trick. And in our current financial landscape, we still do have plenty of confidence tricks. We have
scams.
We have festival scams. We have puppy purchase scams. We have car warranty scams, romance scams, multi-level marketing scams. So just, she was the original. She was the OG.
She was a trailblazer.
Trailblazer.
And she needs
Golden Booze, the trailblazer.
We need Golden Booze to get the recognition that she deserves.
I mean, she has a Wikipedia page.
To be a criminal in that time. That was a man's game, you know? Feels like good for her. I mean, she got
always
beheaded.
Applauding women.
I just like to see equality in all realms, including crime. So I'm very happy for her. I mean, not the beheading piece. That sucks. Mm. I mean, it's quick. It's fine.
On that note, that's my entire financial crime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was really juicy. Golden Booze.
Wish I had a picture of her.
You know what's amazing to me? How do these people find each other?
Which people?
Like the people doing crimes. How do they accomplices?
The woman, like Barbara and her accomplice?
Yes.
Or Barbara and her husband?
All of them. I guess you are who you surround yourself with, right? I have never been asked to be a
I was just going to say, you have to ask yourself, how open are you to opportunity?
It's kind of like drugs. I've never been offered drugs because I guess I'm just not in that circle.
You don't have a vibe of like,
I don't have the vibe.
Try me. Offer me something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have the vibe of like, she's going to be down to rob some places. She's going to be helpful in assembling a bomb.
That's the one. She'll crawl inside my hefty trunk.
Yeah. Nobody's looking at my skills of fitting in small places, I guess. But
well, I had fun doing this. I would love to continue. I think if our listeners are enjoying this, we could benefit from some themes.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell us about like your favorite themes for financial crime. We'll do some digging and we'll come back. We'll research a little bit and present more fun financial crimes.
Yeah. Any suggestions? We're totally open.
Please send your suggestions to media at rowms.com. We'll provide the link in our bio.
And don't commit any crimes.
Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Please hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with the WTF Women Talk Finance podcast.
Email us with questions, suggestions, or just say hi.
Again, thank you for listening to WTF Women Talk Finance podcast.